your policy regarding Regimate? This is the potion given to mayors that are in season and is a wonderful tool for trainers. Now, you've gone alone on this. Now, are you having any reflection on it?
I think it's probably the best decision we've ever made. I think it's the greatest beat-up I've seen in my time in racing. The levels that are in these swabs are inconsequential. It does not affect the horse's performance. It's, you know, the only reason we're picking it up now is because we have much more sophisticated equipment. This has been used for 15 to 16 years. It's probably always had that little level of contamination in it. It's only because we've got much better machinery that we're picking it up. But it's so inconsequential that, you know, it's less than 0.1, which is, you know, to get a positive, you need 100 or something. It has no effect on the performance of the horse. And we believe that you've got to be practical in these situations, and you can't just over-theorise things about drug-free racing. If you and I, Max, were drug-tested tomorrow, we'd have 20 different drugs in us that we were unaware of because of contamination out in the environment. And every drug we have a threshold for, we have a reporting level for, and we've done no difference with this one. We have a reporting level that if you don't get above that reporting level, it's not positive. It's like cocaine. If you don't get to 200 on cocaine, it's not positive. You could be, you know, you and I might be 20 because we've touched a door handle. That doesn't mean we've taken it. The more important thing is we have a duty to protect our participants. Mares can really misbehave, you know, when they come into season, and puts our participants in danger. And just as importantly, we have to protect the punters. And the punters don't know that the mares come in season, and they perform poorly. And there's been a number of instances where the mares have come into season and have been odds-on favourites and run last and second last. So we have a duty to protect our participants, and we have a duty to protect the punters, and that's all we're doing. If the drug had a consequence on the horse that made it run faster or it made it not being on a level playing field, we'd be the first ones to act, because integrity is paramount. But in this instance, it's an overkill.
Helen, that's why they call him the strong man of New South Wales racing. He's going his way against the rest of the world.
Well, I don't think I'm going against the rest of the world, Max, because the rest of the world probably doesn't report when it's such a minimal a level. They have a reporting level which allows it to happen, but they just don't report it because it's not at the reporting level stage.
Peter, I guess one of the problems within this, if it's okay to have mares on Regimate in New South Wales, but it's not, say, in Victoria and South Australia and wherever else in Australia, doesn't that make it difficult for trainers and connections to work out a sort of a national path, if you like, or even just an interstate path for their mares?
Look, what trainers are doing, Helen, and we've assisted a number of trainers in this, is they are looking to see when the horse comes into season, take it off the drug if they go interstate, but they won't run it if it comes into season, because one, it won't perform as well, and two, it becomes erratic. Now, other states are going to follow New South Wales' local rule, in the short term, because it's the right thing to do. And as I said, if it had a consequence on the performance of the horse, we would be the first ones to ban it.
Peter Volandis is CEO of Racing New South Wales on ABC News Radio and ABC Grandstand Digital. Max, one issue that's been under